On this Friday of the second week of Advent, we also this year have the grace of celebrating the feast of one of the most popular saints of the Church, the early Church, and even today. Today is a feast of the Virgin and Martyr, Saint Lucy, Lucia, Santa Lucia, about whom songs and hymns are sung throughout the world. And of course, St. Lucy is one of the four great virgin martyrs of the island of Sicily. And of course, we have St. Agatha and so forth. And in fact, St. Lucy, who was a Catholic, was supposed to get married, but she decided no. She was going to give her dowry to the poor. So then she could not get married. No dowry, no marriage. That's why St. Nicholas was so important in his charitable action later on. In the meantime, her mother got sick with a hemorrhage, and St. Lucy went to the tomb of St. Agatha, who had already been martyred and canonized by the Church, to pray for her mother, and also to pray for herself and her vocation. And St. Agatha appeared to her and told her she would be healed and that there would be other things that she had to do herself, and she herself would die a martyr for Christ. So St. Lucy went back home, and not long later, she was arrested because of the fact that she went to the tomb of St. Agatha. And of course, I remember the days in Rome, when I was a seminarian and a young priest, a little younger anyway, that if you went to the tomb of St. Pius V to pray, you got into trouble. Now get that. Getting in trouble for praying at the tomb of a pope who was a saint. But he was also the pope of this rite of the Mass, and also the pope of the Council of Trent. So that puts everything into perspective. So anyway, St. Lucy got in trouble for going to pray at the tomb of St. Agatha. And she was arrested. They tortured her in all kinds of ways and tried to humiliate her, but it didn't work. And so finally, they put a sword through her throat, and that was the end of that. In the meantime, her body, first of all, was taken to Constantinople, and later on, it was happily taken to Venice, where today there are literally thousands of Catholics who are venerating her mortal remains. Now, she is not incorrupt, as some would say. She's more like mummified. And so, nevertheless, her relics are there to be seen. And as a matter of fact, when you get into Venice by the train station, you look across the lagoon, and there is the church where St. Lucy is beautifully ensconced in a wonderful high altar and silver and gold and crystal sarcophagus where she can be seen. So today, she's being greatly venerated. Now, one of the things for which St. Lucy is known, because of her name, which comes from the Latin word for lux, lucis, which means light, that people who have illnesses of the eyes go to St. Lucy and pray to her. And so today, we pray for all those who have problems with their eyes, and especially we pray for those who have problems with the eyes of their souls, that they may wake up and see the light. What light? The light of Christ. And of course, today we have our open house for Advent and Christmas. And it's a big deal. It's a big day. A lot of work, a lot of preparation, a lot of pain. But I hope you realize that that is not the most important thing that we are going to be doing today. The most important thing that we are or can do today is to fully participate in this holy sacrifice of the Mass. Here, St. Lucy, who is in the canon of the Mass, will be with us and pray for us. So we must see the light. the light, which is Jesus Christ, the Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii, Spiritus Sancti. Amen.